Continues to refuse to voluntarily divulge the names of scientists who receive royalties and from which companies. Over the period of time from 2010 to 2016, 27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. We know that not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act. Over $193 million was given to these 1,800 employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty from any entity that you ever oversaw the distribution of money in research grants?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalty.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever overseen, Senator, have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
Well, here's the thing is, why don't you let us know? Why don't you reveal how much you've gotten and from what entities? The NIH refuses. We ask them. The NIH, we ask them whether or not, who got it and how much. They refuse to tell us. They sent it redacted. Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Right. Can you tell me that? Can you tell me if anybody on the vaccine approval committees ever received any money from people who make vaccines?
Are you going to let me answer a question? Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question?
Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. Station. As I walked crown.
Thomas Paine podcast on a Wednesday, folks. A wild Wednesday, I'm sure. By the time this thing airs, it was a crazy Tuesday, a turbulent Tuesday, a wild Wednesday. And, of course, that's pretty much the par for the course around here on this show. But some folks are in a panic, and I think the Smiths have a song called Panic. So let's ease into a Wednesday. It just seems like we're doing Wednesday show from last week. A day or so ago, time just flies. Little panic out there for a number of people. Hey, we're dealing with some real cement heads all the way around.
A real cement head.
There's no shortage of them. But folks, bad news. Let's start out with bad news first, of course. The cement heads. Cement heads who decided it was a good idea to give animals the COVID vaccines. Another disaster, of course. I wonder if they also had our favorite chimpanzee, Fauci, in some of the cages, making sure these animals social distance. Well, I mean, a chimp is actually taller than Fauci. Jojo, the vaccinated silverback gorilla in Chicago's Brookfield Zoo, has now died suddenly. They use the same terms when humans die suddenly. Well, of course, there's a thin line between humans and chimps and monkeys when they listen to these lunatics in the government. This is the second jabbed gorilla to die in captivity in the last 3 months. The prior one in a Texas zoo died of multiple organ failure. And, of course, many other zoo animals have also died strangely since the vaccination drive began. We're talking about the monkeys and the FBI, so we figured this could be a good segue. Last year, Chicago's Brookfield Zoo started vaccinating animals. That was September of last year. All hell has broken loose since. So Jojo is dead. The beloved gorilla, Jojo, has died. And let's go back. I mean, just a few days ago. And actually, let's reach back. We have I have humans and I have chimpanzees and monkeys, and there's many times not much of a difference. Again, if you follow these guys in the government, you're not really setting yourself, separating yourself from the simians. A 31-year-old chimp, Kirk, dies at a Dallas zoo due to a surprise heart attack. He was a... And also, Kia, a 6-year-old Hartman's Mountain zebra, died due to a mysterious, unexplained head injury. These are all jabbed-up animals. Utica Zoo, adored red panda, dies unexpectedly. See, they use the same verbiage, the same descriptions, adjectives, etc., and adverbs to describe these mysterious deaths and unexpected deaths of animals, as they do unexpected deaths of human cattle. 3 snow leopards die from COVID complications at Nebraska Zoo. Truly heartbreaking. From Liverpool, news of a female jaguar dying suddenly. That's a female jaguar, an actual animal. Okay, I know what you guys are thinking out there. An Australian cougar, Olivia Newton-John. It has nothing to do with her. Heartbreak as animals die overnight at Chester Zoo. An investigation is underway into the sudden death. 12 stingrays all dying suddenly at the zoo in Tampa. Are they vaccinating fish now? I mean, you can't even... You have to think there's some fuckery going on. But that's no... I mean, that's... We need a little music to ease the... ease the chaos of this next couple minutes here as we move into humans. Little Jerry Garcia on the anniversary of his passing. Of course, when you listen to this, it'll be too late, but it's still the 9th here, August 9th here. So we let off with some Grateful Dead yesterday on the 9th, so we got it covered. Been all around this world. Well, boy 5 collapses and dies after drinking cold water. Because, you know, as soon as kids, 5-year-olds, they get some cold water, they just have a sharp drop in blood circulation, and it leads to an untimely death. Ice water. Mystery as friends of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry announced the shock death of their son. What happened there? These kids, just a 9-year-old was found dead, just up and found dead. You know, these kids die all the time. Brandon High football player dies during practice. Well, you can guarantee you he was jabbed. And the list goes on and on and on. We could do this all day long. But anyway, gang. But the world... You know what's amazing? In this crazy world, JoJo, the vaccinated silverback gorilla, probably has $500,000 on GoFundMe. Nobody's raised a damn dime for anybody else. But JoJo, somebody's going to cash in on JoJo. You can feel it. With a name like JoJo, the grifters will be all over that. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet? Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you. Or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity? Using incognito mode won't solve the problems either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, and communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. You can use IP Vanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IP Vanish. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their annual plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Folks, that's like getting 9 months for free. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand that's rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain and use promotional code PAIN and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. And the pain is P-A-I-N-E for you folks who haven't been paying attention. ipvanish.com/pain. 70%. I mean, I wish we would have known about this earlier today. I can't think of a number of grifters who have come. Oh, and I told you yesterday that all the MAGA grifters would be out with their tin cups. They're rejuvenated by this FBI raid of Trump's place. It's Mark Levin was railing about the Justice Department and the Attorney General. He's so pissed off. He's probably going to publish another book. That's how. That's what somebody on Pain.tv wrote. I would play some of his rants, but they're absurd. That was Delta Variant on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. We're just rocking and rolling right into things tonight. Didn't even do the plugs yet. So shit's getting real. Mark Levin is fired up. I smell another book. Levin railing about a corrupt DOJ. He worked for the Attorney General, one of the most corrupt Attorney Generals. He was the chief of staff for Edwin Meese in the 80s. doesn't really disclose how corrupt that office was at the time, that administration, but that's okay. Levin has amassed about $60 million in personal wealth, approximately. Doing what? So-called legal experts who don't file lawsuits. They just talk. My God, I should have started talking a long time ago. I might have some money, too.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
These guys, these are themes we talked about in 2016, 2017, 18, 19, 20. They're going back to the well because they make money. These themes make money for these people, a lot of money, because they press all the different emotional buttons. And Levin is saying, the FBI is corrupt. Well, we know that. Where was Levin when I was kicking ass against the FBI? I don't remember him picking up any of my stuff. Well, they picked it up in one way or another, watered it down, and then reported it as their own. According to reports, we don't know if this is true. The FBI is corrupt. I'll save you the trouble listening to this guy. It's just amazing that he would say anything about the Attorney General's office and the FBI. I mean, he's part of the establishment. That's why he got out and he did well. He's part of the club. He doesn't want you to know that. Fox doesn't want you to know that. And Hannity put him on the map. Hannity's also part of the club. Hannity's more a slant towards the Central Intelligence Agency, and Hannity had him on tonight, I guess.
This is the worst attack on a republic in modern history, period.
There you go. I'm channeling my my fake rage of a multi-millionaire. He hasn't heard a damn thing from the Republican leadership in the Senate, have you? Now, he knows this is rigged. He knows this is bullshit. But, you know, when this happens, I said this yesterday. I said these guys will come out, and they will be back with their tin cups out and everything else, never missing an opportunity to grift and to fool you and to act like they're pissed off. You think these guys are really pissed off? They are fucking laughing all the way to the bank. All these people they parade in front of you on a regular basis, a nightly basis, they are actors. That's all they are. They just act. They're no different than that dope who was in the cage in the jail, fake jail cell at CPAC crying. He's an actor. They hire actors. They hire actors for Congress. They hire actors for television. They hire people who have been in the club, and they're in the club, and they continue to be in the club. You're not in the club. I'm not in the club. I don't want to be in the club. And once you're in the club, what happens? Let Dean Martin tell you.
Watch the sunrise on a tropic island. See the pyramids along the Nile. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me.
You belong to me. They belong to them. All compromise. I don't really, other than him being full of shit, really care about what Levin says. But people listen to him. They think he's the fucking, you know, the cat's meow, whatever. I used to say, they think he's the cat's ass. And then one of my sons said to me, Dad, I think that's cat's meow, you're supposed to say. Not cat's ass. I apologize. I apologize for the 55 years of using cat's ass. And now I recognize that was probably incorrect. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening here, and then we'll jump into this. We got a fucking great show for you. If you're new here, we don't pull punches, and we don't like the bullshit, and blow smoke up your beep, so to speak. But we had a fantastic hot wire. We've had two hot wires, back to back, first time ever. We talked about money when we just released before I started recording this show. We were busy all day with that. We had one last night as well. So it's fucking, you know, this is my fourth show in 2 days. I've never done that before. I mean, it's like, it's been busy around here. And not really much of it has to do with this search warrant thing. Raid, FBI raid on Trump. We're just focusing on other things. And yesterday I implored you to do the same. You know, we have really a lot of things to focus on. We're trying to stay focused on those things. What's going to happen in the coming weeks? I mean, fucking cares about these nonsensical things. These are just ploys and plays. But there are larger issues at hand. And when somebody says, oh, you know, well, this is just political, perhaps it is just political. But everything is political. What did Levin call this? I had a laugh. Go back to Levin, because what the fuck, why not? We're going to be picking on a lot of people today. We might as well take our time and kick some ass all the way through the goddamn pile of people that deserve a little ass whooping.
Mark, I quoted you earlier. You have said many times, I've asked you about it a number of times, a post-constitutional America. Let me put your legal hat on and ask this question. Is there anything that you can possibly think of that warranted this raid on a former president's residence as it relates to archives, potentially of classified material, when the president, according to his son, Eric, was working hand in hand in tandem with the archives people to get them anything that they might need?
All right. First of all, I'm a former chief of staff to United States Attorney General. We
Ed
would
Meese.
Never, ever have done this. Never. That's number one. This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history.
This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history.
How's that? I'm doing pretty good, right? I would think they're probably jabbing human beings in this country, in this republic, in other countries, and kids, and wiping them out, including zoo animals, and treating us like zoo animals and cattle. I would think that's pretty much the worst attack in modern history, perhaps in all of history. Not raiding somebody's house, no matter what. Hey, my house got raided twice, right? It sucks. It sucks when that happens. But they're usually unwarranted. This happens all day long, every day, all across the country. And nobody gives a shit about it. I talked about it for years. And people thought I was making it up until they yanked Manafort out of bed. They yanked Roger Stone out of bed, etc. I mean, what do you think happens? What do you think these guys are doing? And what? It's just stunning that Levin can sit there and pretend that he doesn't know that the place that put him on the map, the Justice Department, where he worked for Edwin Meese, is corrupt. I mean, he says we wouldn't do it under, well, we'll go back. You can listen to what he said.
All right. First of all, I'm a former chief of staff to United States Attorney General. We
Ed
would
Meese.
Never, ever have done this. Never.
You would have never done it because you're too busy being investigated. I mean, Edwin Meese. I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I, Revy, is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with the Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I. .com, discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. discover.revy.com, that's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. You notice he doesn't mention Meese. He won't say Meese's name. Because most dopes out there are like, oh my God, I didn't know he worked for the Department of Justice. But Hannity, you know, Mr. fucking know-it-all, he can't let anybody talk. He has to interject how smart he is because he has Wikipedia in front of him. He says Meese, and I'm sure that Levin is not happy about it. I talked to a guy today, and we're going to fucking rock and roll. We're rock and roll now, in case you're not paying attention. I talked to a guy today, he's 80, he's a lawyer, one of my lawyers, fantastic guy. And he's saying that the problem is today, Mike, the kids, meaning me, I would be a kid in his estimation. They don't understand their history, and therefore they keep making fucking mistakes that are detrimental to their future and their lives. This is one of those situations where the kids today don't know their history. So we're going to help them out a little bit in honor of my 80-year-old attorney. And I got a lot of attorneys, by the way. Yeah, that happened. I had a good attorney when I was 18. That's probably not a good a good sign. One of the best I've ever had. Yeah, when I used to get letters from the dean in college, I would send my attorney. The attorney would go on my behalf because he was a ball buster too. And the dean would be like, where's Mr. Moore? Mr. Moore is... He had a prior engagement. Boy, they didn't know how to handle that shit. This was 1986. Anyway, so I know a good attorney, obviously, in my business and my background, you know a good attorney from a bad one. Edward Meese. What a disaster, this guy. There's so many investigations, it's fucking scary. I just want to recap it so you understand who Levin worked for and ran point for and why he wouldn't have done this, because they were too busy fending off one investigation after another. White House counsel begins reviewing allegations that Meese received $118,000 in loans arranged by John R. McKean, a tax accountant who later was appointed to the Postal Service Board of Governors, September 1983. An Army Inspector General finds that Meese's promotion to colonel in the Army Reserve violated certain procedure. Investigated. The investigative report recommended against revoking Meese's promotion. It's I could go into detail. I'm just going to zip through this. Attorney General William French Smith asked for the appointment of special counsel to investigate allegations against Meese, who was White House counsel, and who had recently been nominated to replace French as the Attorney General. The outgoing Attorney General says we need a special counsel to investigate this new guy. Investigation was prompted by reports that Meese failed to list on his financial disclosure $15,000 loan his wife received from Edwin Thomas. Thomas's wife and son were appointed to federal jobs. Investigation would also look into other transactions, including that loan from McKean we talked about. Senate investigators began looking into Meese's failure to report reimbursement he received for more than 30 trips he took. 30 trips working for the White House. Former President Ford suggested that Meese should resign as Attorney General. Special Prosecutor Jacob Stein concludes that he has found no basis for prosecuting Meese for ethical mistakes, and a three-judge panel accepts the counsel's report, protection racket. Stein had investigated as special counsel 11 allegations against Meese, including charges that Meese played a role in awarding government jobs for cash and interest-free loans. Yeah. Two Office of Government Ethics staff members conclude that Meese, as Attorney General designate, violated federal conflict of interest rules. Meese announced right at the outset of his. You'll get yours. Meese announces the United States secretly sold weapons to Iran, and profits of between $10 million and $30 million were diverted to the Nicaraguan Contra rebels.